Philippians 2, Lynn and I were working through Philippians in our personal devotions as well, and one of the passages, there's a number of them in Philippians that I really enjoy, is Philippians 2 and verse 1 through 11. It says this, if there be any consolation. What does the word consolation mean there? It means benefit. So if there be any benefit in Christ, boy, is there benefit in Christ. Is there not? I'm so thankful for the strength that we can have in Christ, the wisdom that we can have from His Word, the assurance that we can have in our salvation, the direction that the Word gives us. So there's plenty of benefit. But if there be any benefit or consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, or if any bowels and mercies, compassions and mercies, then Paul writes, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. You know, if we will keep our mind and our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, that will help us be of one mind. Do we not have a calling? We are to be ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what does an ambassador do? An ambassador delivers the word of the King. Who is our King? He is Jesus, King Jesus. And so we need to be of one mind and of one accord in getting out that message. Someday you will stand before God. That's why they're in the pew. That's why we have them, not just to look pretty there, but to get pulled out. And it gives us an opportunity to be an ambassador, does it not? And so we want to be an ambassador in any way, shape, or form that we can. But additionally, we are required to, men ought always to pray and not to what? Faint. And so we need to be prayer warriors as well. I'm thankful for so many of you who prayed for Lynn and I this past year. Please don't quit. Please continue to uphold that. Your deacons, please continue to uphold them. Your Sunday school teachers, continue to uphold them. The choir members, continue to uphold them. And if you're a member of First Baptist Church and you can sing, get out of that pew and get in the choir. Because it can be a real help. There's many, many other things that we can see that we need to be of one mind and in one accord. The next thing that we see is, let nothing be done through strife and vain glory. Boy, strife certainly causes difficulties. It certainly gives the devil an opportunity and get a foothold in things. And so we're commended in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We might have differing opinions, but when it comes right down to the situation, we shouldn't battle about it. We shouldn't fight about it. We should move forward and let nothing be done through strife or foolish, selfish pride. It should be God's agenda we're looking for, not our own personal agenda. And sometimes that's a challenge. And then it says how we are to handle things. In lowliness of mind, and look at this, let each esteem other better than themselves. We live in a me world. Boy, what a great tragedy that is. Because it's not what the Bible says. In lowliness of mind, each esteem others better than themselves. We need to realize that God has called us to be servants. Amen? I mean, and we're not to be servants of men. We're to be servants of the Lord. And I'm thankful. Do you ever note there's people who keep things clean here. There's people who minister about the same crowd, ministers at the banquet, serving and cleaning up each time so that others can. And hey, look at, God keeps record of all those things. As you can tell, we got some new lights in the auditorium. We're experimenting with brighter lights, and so somebody has to do that. But it is all for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ, because when we come here, we are to come with the desire to do what the Lord would have us to do, and we need to all look at ourselves as doulos, servants. We need to understand that. So in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better themselves. This is a challenge, verse 4. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. I've given some thought to that. You know what I think a good measure is there? Try and put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try and put yourself in the other person's shoes. It can help you to understand and pray for them effectively. And then it says this, it makes it clear, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. Now figure who Christ Jesus was. He is the creator. All things were created by him and for him. And it's by Christ all things consist. But look at this. He took upon a body of flesh that was greatly limiting to him. And it says in verse 6, who being in the, what? Form of God. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He was equal with God. He took on, he was God. That was who he intrinsically is. He was equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation. And took upon him the form of a servant. He came to serve us to be able to take away our sins. And was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man. And you're talking about the God of glory. You're talking about the Creator. You're talking about the eternal Word of God. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Boy, it's a good thing that they didn't put me in that position. If I'd have had the power, I would have called the 12 legions of angels and I'd have fried them all. But aren't you glad that Jesus Christ was obedient to his Father? You say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, the Father sent the Son to be the what? Savior of the world. And so while Jesus Christ makes it clear, as they all came at him, they asked him if he was Jesus, and he said, I am. Just to show you a little bit about that, what happened? Everybody fell flat because they're dealing with the Lord of glory. But he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You know, if we just look at ourselves as humble servants of the Lord, humble pastor of the Lord, humble teacher of the Lord, humble choir member of the Lord, humble servant of the Lord in whatever capacity that you serve, there will come a day of reward, just like with Jesus. Wherefore God hath what? Highly exalted him. And given him a name that is above every name. And I've said this numerous times before, but verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. We choose, as believers, to bow now. We recognize who he is. We need to make sure that he's first place in our lives because, as I said in a recent sermon, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and in all things Christ is to have preeminence. So right now we can bow, but there's those who don't want to bow. But look what's going to happen, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of the things that are in heaven. That's the angels. The things in earth. That's human beings and the demons and the things under the earth. There's a day coming when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. I am so thankful I'm a believer. And let's just remember, in this year of 2020, that we are to be faithful ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be servants. And we're servants of the Lord Jesus Christ.